Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, September wheat, 621 up 4, December 635 and a quarter, now 35 even up 2 and 3 quarters. Soft September wheat, 530 up 2 and 3 quarters, December 551 up 1 and a half. September corn, 360 and a half, down 1 and a quarter. December, 370 and a quarter, now a half down 1. March, 382 and a half, down 1. May, 390 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. July, 397 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half. August soybeans, 1229 and a half, up 9. September, 1105 and a quarter, up 3. November, 1087, up 5 and 3 quarters. August soybean meal, 391.70 up 410. August soybean oil, 36.35 up 30 cents. August live cattle, 158.65 down 120. August feeders, 221.25 down 177 and a half. August lean hogs, 119.80 up 65. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises. He is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
Sounds like you're on your cell phone today.
Yes, I am actually in Poseyville, Indiana.
Okay.
That's where I'm at here this morning at the Red Wagon restaurant. We're having one of our producer meetings prior to harvest.
Mm-hmm.
This is number 14 in 2 weeks, so this is my last meeting, so I'm wore out on the meeting circuit.
And you got the shoe leather going, don't you?
Yes. I'm ready to go back to Waco to 100 degree heat. It's too cold up here.
Let's talk about the marketplace, and let's put November soybeans in this context. Since we gapped lower on July 7th, essentially we've been trading in a 60-cent-ish range, 61-cent range. Right now we're sitting in the middle point of that range on the last day of July. We got word this morning that Argentina indeed is defaulting on its hedge fund business with the U.S. Question one, was the possibility of that default fully baked into the marketplace? And number two, if not, where could soybeans go?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, the supply is there, and it's been well known that farmers have been holding on to commodities as a hedge against inflation because they knew it was just a matter of time before something like this would happen. So my guess is most of all of this is pretty well been discounted into the marketplace. I think what it does, though, it continues to probably isolate those inventories away from the world market until they get this thing settled and get some stability maybe in an exchange rate of some kind. But farmers have just sold as they needed cash. Faith feeling that corn and soybeans were better in the bin than they were any kind of fiat currency sitting in the bank, and that's what's proven correctly. But it'll just continue. I think to continue to aggravate the situation that supplies out of Argentina will move slowly into the marketplace.
All right, then let's talk about the technicals of the November soybeans, the gappingness, the choppiness. Do we look for the sideways movement of November soybeans to continue perhaps all the way into the August crop production and WASDE reports?
That may happen, but if you look at November soybeans, we've got a, if we would close higher today after being lower in the overnight session, we would have a little daily reversal up, and it would look like a right shoulder to me of a head and shoulders bottom formation on the November bean chart. And then if we would be able to muster any kind of closes above the neckline, which would be somewhere around this 1118, 1117, then that would open the gates then for roughly a 65-cent move on top of, let's say, 1115. So it would suggest that maybe we could go on up into the 1170s, 1180s, or something like that, if that head and shoulders is valid. And I think what that's telling you is, if that is validated, I think probably more important to the bean market right now is the beans probably need a decent rain here in August. I think there's conflicting viewpoints on the models here this morning. One model shows decent chances of a rain. Others show that the rain chances ain't quite as great. I suppose if we would miss the rains, or the rains would be very disappointing, I think that could give the ammunition then for November soybeans to rally, because I think that would argue that we would see another drop in crop rating levels. Crop rating levels, as far as I'm concerned, have crested, and now we're in a decline mode. And if we don't catch a good August rain, August is the month where you add or subtract bushels from July 31st prospects. Mm-hmm. And there's market can go both ways in here. But if you want to add bushels to this big crop, you need some good rains in August. If you don't get the good rains, then all of this big talk yield may fizzle out in the end. So it's real important to get some rains in here during the month of August.
Let's turn our attention to the December corn chart, which has spent a lot of energy this week trying to fill the gap that was left over from July the 18th, got within a quarter cent of filling that gap, and then have given back some gains. It almost looks like it's kind of winding into a point of a triangle formation.
Well, it could be. For the most part, it's probably from a technical point of view, you'd say that all of the 170 bushel talk is probably priced into the market for now until it sees what USDA gives us, and whether or not USDA confirms that or makes the crop thicker or what. But we haven't been able, we've just kind of stopped going down. And I think it all correlates with the crop ratings having peaked out. You know, the old saying goes, when the crop stops getting bigger, prices stop going down. And when the crop stops getting smaller, prices stop going up. And I think that's where we're at in the marketplace. And it's the month of August. This is the last 30 days here of the growing season. We need good moisture. We need an extended growing season. And I think that's kind of where the market's at right now. And then kind of see what USDA does. If USDA gives us a shocker and goes with the high end numbers, that would probably be panic city. If they don't, then a lot of these big hawk guys, may have to start covering their shorts, whether or not they like it or not, or whether or not they agree or disagree with USDA. It's the official number for at least a month. But probably the most important here is if we can catch any kind of meaningful rains over the next 10 days or so. If we can't, I think then you have to start subtracting bushels from all of these big production estimates that we're hearing.
All right. Talk to you again this afternoon, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of CGB Enterprises, and he is in Mandeville, Louisiana. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn, 359 and a quarter, down 2.5. December, 369, down 2.5. July, 397 and a quarter, down 2. August soybeans, 1226, up 5.5. September, 1102 and three quarters, up a half. November, 1083 and a half, up 2 and a quarter. August soybean meal, 390, 80 up 320. August soybean oil, 36.26 up 21. August live cattle, 158, 32 and a half, down 152 and a half. August feeders are 221.10, down 192 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.